there on one of the pipes. This is another band over here. And this is a 20-foot section.
I think it's close to an inch.
I'm good.
You do it. Thanks, Ozzy.
This is the same pipe, but it had three bands on it already. So it was, you know, we had five bands on a 20-foot section. There was a reason why it was leaking. So we replaced that whole piece.
Is that here, this building?
Yeah, it's right in the back. Oh, is that why?
Yeah. I said it's that Malice one.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to work if it's over here. Hey, there we go. Okay. So we just wanted to kind of give you an idea of what it looked like to do it. You can see the piece of pipe on the side there. That's the new piece. That's the trench the guys dug. And as you can see, they actually get in the hole to do the work. Put a coupler on it on both ends. Somewhere in time, the other 20-foot section is going to have to be replaced. So it's easier if we already have a coupler there, so they can just replace it. And just a picture of it showing it in the, you know, being put in the trench.
That was done in-house?
Yeah, our guys did it. And that's just a close-up version of the three bands. And you can tell they're just, you know, they're this far apart from each other. You know, so the pipe was pretty bad. Okay. Did you have something else? Oh, I'm sorry. Construction water meter. Just kind of wanted to give a picture of what one looks like. We've had questions about it in the past, but that's what it looks like. It just goes right on the meter, right on the hydrant. And when they turn it on, it's got a meter on it. It calculates the flow. A lot of construction companies use them for filling up water tanks. And we charge it for it. The finances, what you see every month. Revenues are exceeding the expenditures for this year so far, overall. On the water side, same thing. Water is producing. The expenditures are right where we expected them to be, as are the revenues, so we're pretty pleased with that. The wastewater, the revenues are considerably higher than the expenditures. I think we just lost less. And but once again, that money is going into the construction fund because we've got to replace that whole project. Water supplies to the system, average versus last year versus this year. As you can see, we're a little bit above last year and a little bit above average. And basically, we just chalk that up to the fact it appears COVID's over, people are coming back to Iowa. Total water supply to the system, just a comparison between the wet year, the dry year, this year, and the average. And as you can see, there's no real gigantic spikes one way or another from wet to dry. Just a different way of looking at it. As you can see, our daily average is a little less right now than last year, but we'll probably be close to average by the end of the year. Wastewater, same scenario. Right now, we're right at average. Average is 0.095 million gallons a day. We're at 0.094. So, right on average for the year. Same thing here, just shows it to you in a different way. The 0.25 is the actual permit availability of the plant. We know it can't quite go that high, but we like to show it in comparison to what the permit is. Let's see, the wastewater treatment plant. We've made some progress. We've got the documentation for all the different properties that surround the area. I was emailed something today that I have not had a chance to look at, but it appears that they're actually doing a drawing now in comparison. So as soon as that is confirmed and approved, so to speak, we will start the negotiations with the school and whoever else is involved in the properties. Oh, I'm the wrong one, sorry. Same thing. Yeah, we still have to do some geotech engineering work that needs to be held. that'll be done once we actually acquire the property, probably do some drillings to make sure we know what the geology is and that right there where they're doing the project. And there'll have to be a CEQA completed. Once again, that's, we showed this at the workshop. That's basically just a schematic of the way it looks right now. To the right is basically the existing plant. To the left is the proposed new one. Strawberry Creek Diversion Project. It's on our agenda for tonight for the CEQA. Just some pictures to show what it looks like. That's the headworks, which is, you know, literally in the creek, made out of the bedrock of the creek, which is really kind of cool looking. And actually, it's our plan when we redo this is to kind of give it that look again, but it'll be, you know, modern. However, let me present. Be really sturdy, built to code, but it should have that look at the end. You can see the middle one shows a pipe actually just suspended in there leaking, and then you get this clear span of the pipe. Every bit of this pipe is wrapped and it's hanging on. it's just hanging on. Everyone knows we're putting in the meters. When I put this together, we were at 850 in with 800 to go, but we're at, is it 1,000, Monty?
Yeah, right now, so.
We're at 1,000 now with about 670 to go. So, and we got about 800 of them working right now on the driveway. So that's really good. The employee manual, it's with Best and Krieger at this point. We staff did their part. We did the modifications we could. The Aqua JPIA, we gave it to them to review it. They gave us a few things that we should probably add. We've given that information to Best and Krieger, and they're going through it and bringing it in compliance with all the current laws. The water policy, this goes back to what I was talking about. We showed this at the workshop as well. The chart to the left is basically just water sales. The red is the average. The three blue is the current year, calendar year. The green line was last year. The purple line was 2020. And so it just kind of gives you a comparison as to how things look. And it goes back to 2000. So you get 22 years plus an average in here. And as you can see, there's no real gigantic spikes, you know, either way, when you look at it from the average point of view. There are some, but they're not massive spikes. And then the other one is well depths for certain wells, just to give an impression of what it looks like, a visual. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. Now, the red is the average static levels over a period of time. The yellow is the casing, solid casing of the well. The blue is where perforations are, so the water can come in and be pumped. You know, the pumps are down, you know, the well is pumped from about down here somewhere, not at the bottom, but above the bottom. And the blue, that's 2021, and 2016 is the purple. So what you can see is, even from a last year to a wet year, or dry year, I'm sorry, the static levels didn't really change that much. And they've rebounded, is what this is showing. We'll go into that in greater detail when we get that study complete. But for each one of these, like for the water cells, that type of, and there's probably 100 graphs like that for wells, and water production, things like that. And then the other one, there's probably another, well, there's at least one for every well, and we're doing other types of analysis with it, so there's a few more. But there's a lot of work being done. It takes a long time. Capital improvement projects, we gave this update as well at the workshop, just giving everybody an idea where we're at on projects. The greens are the ones that have been completed. The yellows are still in process. The radio meters are being installed. You know, Creek Diversion Pipeline for the water rights. That's in process. We're attempting to get the CEQA and acquire an easement. And the booster pump, I believe we got the pump, but we haven't put it in yet, so we're working on that. We've upgraded the electrical panel control. control, but there's still some more work that needs to be done for the sewer. We've got parts to replace the blower at the plant, but the work hasn't been done yet, and install a cleanup below the RAS pump. That's still in the process of getting ready to do that work. And the state electronic annual report, which is what I was mentioning a moment ago, they call it an ear because it's electronic. It used to be all paper, you had to fill, send it in. Now it's an electronic, they call it ear. We had a few corrections to make, that we're in the process of making the corrections, and we're getting ready to do interviews for a water operator position. And that'll happen towards the end of this month. And with that, any questions, be glad to address. Seeing none?
How are we on that goofy thing on Tollgate? Does that ever get, I know it's still dripping water there.
Yeah, that's...
Is there any progress on that, or?
The county is looking at that. We've actually talked with the county, and we offered them a temporary solution so they could do some work if they needed to find a permanent solution. We haven't heard back. President Shelley and myself were involved in that conversation with the county. So
that's a county thing now.
Yes.
And then on, and we don't know if this is the place, but on the people who haven't paid their bills, is that getting solved?
Yeah, so far, like as we use, we have two choices right now. One is a state grant. We're using this fund, and if they are not eligible for the forgiveness to use the state grant, we'll let them meet and start our procedures to leave the house.
So how many do you think, or how many are still in arrears?
They went down totally, like almost 40.
It's 40 total now? Oh, and you were a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Ms. Clark.
I have two questions. What do you mean by water policy? What policy are you trying to prepare?
We're actually putting together we have a tremendous amount of water data, and we're trying to put that together in a fashion that we can actually evaluate it and get actual like conditions year to year, so that when we put the policy together, that if we're having a year dry rain, what does it look like in comparison to years of dry rain in the past? So it's to assist in our efforts to make the stages, I guess is the better way to put it.
That's what I wondered. Okay.
Yeah, to actually have something that is attached to other than just production, water production.
Okay. And the second, thank you. The second question is, have you had any complaints about the new meters misreading?
No. No, not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Well, actually, can I submit something?
Yeah.
So it's not baking, misreading. The problem when you switch between the old system and new system, the new system started by zero. This is a transaction we're facing right now. Some we go correcting manually. So when they take out the old meter, for example, read like 21,000 for the old meter, and this was the third party doing. They write the meter ID and how much the last reading and the new reading. So what happened in the transition right now between the old reading and the new reading, so the new meters all start by zero. And we have some complaint, the charge went up, and I like to explain that because the new meter start reading any drive right now is 100% accurate. So a lot of people say, oh, I'm second home vacation, I never turn the water, I never charge for water. I go only like once per month or once per year. Like I have a customer today, like three customer, and he said, my son only turns the water like once per month. I said, yes, ma'am. This like $5 consumption. And say, before like I paid 20 cents and 25 cents, if there are anything, but this why the new meter reading everything. Like when you have a lapse meter, like been long time, the meter stop not reading everything. So those are two problems we're facing right now. But we start, like it will take a couple of months until we transfer all the meters to the new meter. But we don't have any problem with the new meter. Actually, we read the meter within 4 hours. Before we read it 2 days or 3 days, but once he drives the car, all the data coming so quick to the clipboard in the laptop he has. So the meter reading is excellent, but the problem, the transition, what we're facing right now. Some people, like, as I explained for you, the old meter 21,000, when it starts, for example, by the end of the month, so when we read, it read like, for example, he used 20 cubic feet, so we need to do those transition. This is what we're facing a little bit, but it will take like a couple of months, as I mentioned. Once we everything set up, everything will go very easy and very smooth.
So, okay, so is the old meter was reading it too low and the new meter is reading it accurately? Is that what you're saying?
Both is reading very good. The problem when the third party, which is people install the new meter, they write the old meter 21,000. You need to understand our billing system. When we read in the sensor meter, which is the old system, and the new meter is...
Excuse him, please. Okay, so the old.
Are you okay? Are you safe?
No.
Definitely not.
Especially in a closed car with the windows up. So it's going to continue to read, like the person who complained to me today said his bill used to be $104. And now it's $285. So it's going to continue to be around 285 if he keeps using the same amount of water. Is that correct?
Not correct. I'm quite sure he has a leak, and anybody without, he has a high charge. We issue a service order to go check by field work, and we got the reading. This need to be complained to the admin office, please.
Becky?
Yeah?
It's kind of hard to distinguish whether somebody has had a slow or non-working meter before, and now these meters are working very accurately. And so we don't know whether they had a leak before and the meter wasn't registering it, or whether they were using a lot of water before and the meter wasn't registering it, or whether they started to use more now that it's hotter in summertime and have a lot of outdoor watering, which is usually the majority of water use is outdoor. So there's a lot of factors that we have to consider, but right now we know that the new meters are very accurate. We don't have any problems with the accuracy of the new meters.
Okay, so there could be many factors. Okay, thank you. I appreciate the explanation.
Any other public comments? No? We'll go on with item number one.
Well, actually, we have the board workshop discussion.
Oh, that's right.
Just a...
I'll review over that. I attended, and they had sandwiches, so I was very happy. The nice thing about the board workshop that we get to do is we get to go over the budget with a little bit of... not so much time constraint. It seems like we had a lot of time to review each item. We had a lot of time to make any adjustments. We didn't make a lot of adjustments. We made one minor adjustment, which we added a survey. There were a lot of questions that kind of came and went because they were answered. And there was basic agreement on the budget and the capital improvement projects. And the people that attended, I think they were very satisfied with the answers that they got. And then after that, we made available the Foster Lake area for tours. I personally took a tour of the GAC, which is the granular activated carbon unit, the iron manganese treatment plant, where they add the chlorine. And we actually have a very, very simple treatment process, which is very fortunate for us because we use all groundwater. We don't use any surface water, so it makes it very easy for us to treat with very few chemicals, which is very nice. And with the GAC, it takes out a lot of the impurities and other things that we don't want in the water. So we're very happy with our treatment facilities. We're very happy with how the wells are functioning in the Foster Lake area. We're happy with how the horizontal is contributing to the lake a little bit. We have some maintenance to do. We have a lot of old structures out there and some old stuff that needs to be discarded. And little bit by little bit, we're discarding old stuff and improving the stuff that's there. And it's come along, and everybody who was there seemed to enjoy themselves, and we had shade this year, so that was very nice. And some people took off early, some people stayed late, and it turned out very well. I don't know if any other board member has any comments.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think you covered it.
Excellent. Then we'll go on.
Foster Lake have any water?
It does have some water in it, but very little.
Very little, yeah.
You could walk across it and get your ankles wet.
And not drown.
And, yeah, well, not drown unless you...
But no fish.
No fish that I saw.
If there's fish, they're really small.
Yeah.
That used to be a fishing lake.
And a swimming lake.
Well,
don't remember that.
Neither one of those were legal activities, but yes, both of those activities did take place.
No, it was legal to fish, and you had to pay for the size of the fish.
Oh, I did not know that. That was before my time. 45 years ago. Yeah, that's before I was here, yes. Okay. I'm going to borrow your agenda, if that's all right. Thank you. We, at this point... are going to open up a public hearing for the water and sewer standby assessment fees for fiscal year 2022-2023 and consider approving resolutions 784 and 785 approving water and sewer standby assessment fees. The rate will remain the same. It's not going up. It's not changing. It's the same rate. $30 per acre for water, sewer availability for vacant lots. So the hearing is now open. This was an announced hearing. We open the hearing at 37 after 6. Is there any public comment?
The only thing is that I'm making sure
of. I'm sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, President Shelley, I believe there's some people in the waiting room on Zoom. Is there any way we can ensure those people can get through? Thank you.
Yeah, just a moment. We'll check to make sure. I see that we have 4 people.
Oh.
Or 3 people, actually. I didn't know that there was anybody else waiting. I didn't see it on my screen.
There they come. There's an important one.
Yep, we're waiting.
The second one.
Okay.
Everybody.
Oh, it looks like you're in the same room.
That looks like you're in the same seat.
I'm here for free. I'm just listening until the right time. I just want to make sure that I was on time.
Okay. Well, we've opened the public hearing for the standby fee. The rate will remain the same at $30 per acre for water and sewer availability for vacant lots. And we were asking for public comment. Is there any public comment?
How long is the period now when there's no raise in rates? How long will it be for it? Is it a year?
A year. 2022-23. All right, any director's comments?
No, not anybody can.
No?
Finish.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Well, if there's no public comment and no director's comments.
We still have a quorum, but we've lost one of our directors, I believe.
Les, are you there?
Let me see if we can get him back.
I think we lost him in the middle of the general manager's comments. Mm-hmm. And give him the opportunity.
One by one.
Actually, it's a Pebble Beach.
Oh, that's a lot better than San Rosa.
If he's at Pebble Beach, he's going to have a hard time getting a signal.
That's a meat.
All right, we still have a quorum.
And we do still have a quorum.
Okay.
All right, I believe we need a motion, and then we'll need to take individual votes. So is there a motion to approve the resolutions as stated?
Do you want to move? Or do you
President Shelley?
Yes.
I may have missed it, but did we close the public hearing?
I thought we didn't close until after the vote. But maybe we close before the vote.
Yeah, if there's no public comment, I'd recommend closing the public hearing at this time.
Okay. We're closing the public hearing. There we go.
At 6:40.
6:40.
I'll make a motion to approve. Can you ask for a second?
Is there a second?
Yes.
All right. We have a first and a second. Mr. Olson, how do you vote?
I vote for.
Mr. Kunkel, how do you vote?
Yay.
And President Shelley votes yes. Seven. That's 3-0.
784 only. You need to do 785.
Yeah, you have to do one separate from there.
Yeah, the county require each one.
I move we approve 785.
Mr. Kunkel, do you second 785?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Olson, how do you vote on 785?
Four.
Mr. Kunkel, how do you vote on 785?
Yes.
And I vote yes also on 785. That's 3-0. It passes.
Okay, very good.
Item number 5, Board of Directors will review the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget and consider adoption of Resolution 787 approving fiscal year 2022-2023. I move that we consider this item and move it to next month's agenda so that we have time for everyone to review it and for more, if any questions are tonight, we can talk about those and see if we need to amend anything, but we'll move this item to the next month's agenda also after the discussion. Public comments? None. Any other public comments on Zoom? None. Mr. Olson, any comments on the budget?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Okay. We did review the budget at the workshop, but we'd like to give everyone an opportunity to review it with the revised numbers. The revisions were very minor, but it now stands in what we think is an acceptable form and format, so we will put it on next month's agenda and make it an action item at that time to approve.
Duly noted.
Excellent. Moving on to item number 6, Board of Directors will consider approving Terra Nova Planning and Research and Company Agreement Letter for Strawberry Creek Project CEQA with an estimated cost of $23,195. We'll turn some time over to the manager and or any other participants that want to discuss that.
Okay, thanks. I also have Eric Howard. He's available if we have any questions. He's with the engineering firm. You need to do a CEQA for the Strawberry Creek project. And we went out and tried to find some people to do it. And Terra Nova responded and gave us a quote. We believe it to be a very fair quote. And we would like to recommend that we go forward with them so that we can get this accomplished.
Did you get any other, were there any other quotes? That was the only one you had.
The only one we were able to obtain.
And, but you saw others?
Yes.
No further questions.
Mr. Kunkel, any questions?
No.
Any public comment?
Strawberry Creek is the one that, where at one time we were going to go through somebody's yard and try
yes.
to.
Yes, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, it's the pipe with all the tape around it that's still leaking.
Mr. Beta online. Beta, you're on the speaker?
Not yet.
Okay. That is Peter.
He's not here yet.
You're on speaker? Not yet.
Not yet.
If there's no further discussion on this, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve this, this expenditure.
Is there a second?
Yes, I second it.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 3-0.
3-0. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Olson, any director's comments?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Kunkel, any director's comments?
Yeah, just what David brought up, or, you know, when he was talking with Leo, that, and Leo said that we can't, when we go in different stages, we can't raise the rates. I'd like you to ask the lawyers and get an answer from them. Or,
yeah, I've actually put that out already, and they're researching it because it does ring a bell, and so we're evaluating that now. And so as soon as we get an answer, I'll definitely share it with you.
And then just to clarify, you are going to put a stage two up?
Where have we done it in the past?
Pardon me?
Where have we put a stage two sign in the past?
Oh, throughout town. I mean, one down by the dump, you know, that corner there, okay. And, you know, the office. And
all right.
Thank you. Good. If we're going to do it, we can put it strategically on the toll gate. Right at the corner of 243, there's all kinds of places.
Okay, you can put it on your billing.
Well, yeah.
Just a little note.
Yeah, we typically do put things on the billing. But I just, you know, I haven't been here when we put these up, so I just want to know where we had any spots, any particular spots.
On your house.
Or if we have any signs in storage.
Yeah. So it's vote for somebody, you can put stage two over that guy's name.
Yeah, I like that.
It's cheap, though.
Yeah.
We can have Mayor Max maybe created around
can,
for us. Like.
He can ride around in the car.
Mrs. Clark.
I just want to ask Leo, so are you going into stage two, Leo?
I believe we're going to go into stage two.
Do you know when it's going to be effective?
Not exactly, but it will be soon.
Okay.
It will happen. It's just a matter of making it happen.
You want to put it in the paper?
Yes. I want to put something in the paper.
Yeah, go ahead. Say we're going to be going into stage two. That's fine.
What, like effective June 1st or something?
That would be great.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
But now we're going to say that Becky Clark initiated it.
Oh, yes, she actually is.
I'd like to see on next month's agenda just a review of all the equipment that we have. I know we have a lot, and what condition it's in, and what we're planning on disposing of, because there's some things over at the plant that there's nothing wrong with having them there, but they just need to go away. I mean, they're ancient. They're crumbling in place.
Yeah.
I think they should crumble someplace else. So if we could get an inventory, that would be great.
Can I set this thing?
Yeah. And do we have any policy if there happens to be any type of unfortunate mishap with equipment, like it's a snowy day and we're in the tractor or something, and all of a sudden we take out a sign or we dent the tractor or something like that? What's our policy on that?
We have assets policy, but we don't have how to deal with those kinds of stuff.
Are you talking about insurance policy? Or are you talking about some other policy?
I'm talking about if we Tom, and we don't have a Tom employed right now, and Tom seems to be banging up more vehicles than anybody else, is there some type of policy we have about telling Tom that he shouldn't
he shouldn't be on a vehicle anymore? So we're not talking about an insurance policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about a district policy regarding safety measures associated with equipment. Something along those lines?
Yeah.
Do we have something like that?
No.
Wouldn't that be up to the general manager just to reprimand?
We do have a policy of reprimanding those who abuse equipment.
Well,
but that's not what he's talking about. What you're talking about is if somebody just seems to be accident prone, so to speak. But
I mean,
we'll have to take a look. We don't really have a policy that I know of like that.
Yeah. So. You can just present the policy we do have as far as discipline or as far as what we have. I'm not asking that we change it. I'd just like to review it and see what our inventory is and see what conditions the vehicles are in. Some of them look fantastic. Some of them look like they've been here a long time.
Yeah, and that would
and be a vehicle that's been here a long time sometimes has some dings in it.
Yeah.
Stoning the individual might be appropriate.
Stoning, I like
that's
that.
That's always worked.
Well, it looks like that's maybe what they did to the vehicle, and so
yeah.
All right. If there's no other director's comments, Les, did you have any director's comments?
He's gone.
He
was here.
Peter's not here. Okay. Then we'll take a 5-minute break, and we'll go into closed session.
I wasn't here at last meeting. Did we get? And you were talking about the equipment. Did we get what we had talked about like 2 meetings ago? A truck to haul. Something because it was a big truck.
The trailer?
Oh, the trailer.
Bank.
Yeah, we got the trailer.
So we got that.
Yes. I sat on the trailer. It's a nice trailer.
It's a big trailer. It will carry a lot.
Okay. Where's that? More equipment.
Thank you. 5-minute break. We'll reconvene at 6:55.
Steve.
Sure.
Hey, I've been through the road.
From last month.
Thank you. That
we're
rebuilding.
The last month was such an anomaly.
Yeah.
We had a great thanks
for traveling today.
Bad years that went in and out. And we have
Mr. Howard, thank you for being with us. I guess we don't have any questions for you.
I don't have a true way of correcting that.
Well, if you were to just correct it for rebuilding of the past.
Yeah, we can do that.
I saw you at Pep Boys, but I don't think you saw me there.
Still gonna have
do you want me to prove it to you?
Yeah, we can do that.
At least it won't be 34%.
Yeah. Let me get my glasses.
Because I was sitting, I actually was at Farrah, just sitting next
to him.
And he brought it up. He said, wow, you guys lost 34% last month? I said, no.
No,
we didn't. I explained why. But I didn't have a number for him, so. So I'm just
moving forward because it's been here.
So, like I said, that's not something.
I didn't know you were
there's no
reason
for
it.
Really?
I appreciate that.
I don't want you on the spot. I don't want you to say.
I don't know.
So it's just easier for me to talk about
it. I'll say if.
I didn't like how
I can take work better than we'll see what it comes up with.
Yeah. I mean, just that one item.
Yeah.
Then, when it's. Again, still abnormally high. Maybe it's 12% rather than the regular 6 to 8 or whatever the number is. Then you can point to the meters being switched out, all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's not going to, there's not going to be a way to.
No, that you cannot. There's no way you can quantify that.
But even when we emptied that tank, though, we didn't empty it into the creek or into the street.
No.
We used it.
No.
Where do we put it?
Two places. It's either we put it in the. Is this on still?
Yeah, I mean,